shot and was killed tonight.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me. Below
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Feel me, brother. Stop
listening. But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
They struggle against the common enemies of man. Tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. We are trying to get our guest, Deborah Mathis. Hopefully we will get her before when we come back from the next break. Until then, we have additional information, additional stuff that we need to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number, 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get to me. When we look at, when we examine this idea of the torture, the pro-torture, the firecracker up the butt of a frog legislation that was passed by the House and the Senate. We look at that when we examine that. It's so fascinating that when the press reports on that, there isn't any long story about what has happened with torture under George Bush's watch. Have we had anybody die by torture? Yes. Death by torture by Americans was reported first in 2003 in a New York Times article by Carlotta Gall. The military had announced that the prisoner had died of a heart attack, but when Gall saw the death certificate written in English and issued by the military, it said cause of death was homicide. The quote-unquote heart attack came after he had been beaten so often on his leg that they had basically been pulpified. Pulpified. His legs had been pulpified. That's according to the coroner. And we're saying that these guys should be given more opportunities for torture? I'm Liz Brown. I'll be back.
stress been burdening your life at work or at school? Is there a way out of pressure-filled situations? Four people say yes and found a peaceful and effective way of getting their work done through prayer. Hear their firsthand accounts on the next radio edition of the Christian Science Sentinel.
The Christian Science Sentinel, Sundays at 1 p.m. here on AM 920 WGNU.
This is Lloyd Sloan, the Sloan Ranger, defending truth, fighting bad guys, and sometimes wearing a mask. A little history, a little entertainment, current events, a lot of good fun, and healthy debate. Call me, argue. If you're wrong, I will disarm you. But have no fear. The Sloan Ranger never shoots to kill. That's weekdays 5 to 6 on WGNU.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
I got something I want to talk about. Y'all listen here. The time has come to air my feelings. Yeah. There's just so much confusion going down. I'm not the kind to be complaining. But sometimes you got to stand out from the crowd. Everyone got their own opinion.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up, you need to get to me. We have much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up, get to me. Rushing off a cliff. That's what the New York Times, how it defines this mindless politics of a midterm election. The New York Times says that the Bush administration uses the Republicans' fear of losing their majority to push through ghastly ideas about anti-terrorism that will make American troops less safe and do lasting damage to our 217-year-old nation of laws while actually doing nothing to protect the nation from terrorists. Democrats betray their principles to avoid last-minute attack ads. Our democracy is the big loser. Here are some of the bill's biggest flaws. Enemy combatants. A dangerously broad definition of illegal enemy combatant. The bill could subject legal residents of the United States as well as foreign citizens living in their own country. And these people would be subject to summary arrest and indefinite detention with no hope of appeal. The president could give the power to apply this label to anyone he wants to. Another flaw, the Geneva Convention. This bill would repudiate a half a century of international precedent by allowing Bush to decide on his own what abusive interrogation methods he considered permissible. And his decision could stay secret. There's no requirement that this list be published. Habeas corpus. Detainees in the U.S. military prisons would lose the basic right to challenge their imprisonment. These cases do not clog the courts or coddle terrorists. They simply give wrongly imprisoned people a chance to prove their innocence. Judicial review. The courts would have no power to review any aspect of this new system except verdicts by military tribunals. The bill would limit appeals and bar legal actions based on Geneva Conventions directly or indirectly. All Bush would have to do to lock up anyone forever is to declare him an illegal combatant and not have a trial. How scary is that? All Bush would have to do is lock somebody up forever is to declare him an illegal combatant and then not have a trial. You're never, ever, ever going to have a trial. Coerced evidence would be permissible if the judge considered it reliable. That's already a contradiction in terms, isn't it? Coercion is defined as in a way that exempts anything done before the passage of the 2005 Detainee Treatment Act, anything else Bush chooses. Oh, sweet Jesus. Secret evidence. This bill, all right, American standards of justice prohibit evidence and testimony that is kept secret from the defendant, whether the accused is a corporate executive or a mass murderer. But the bill, as redrafted by Dick Cheney, shoot him at his friends in the face and the heart, weakens protections against such evidence. There's not enough time to fix these bills. Just think about it, y'all. Right before an election, a critical election that will decide whether or not the Republicans stay in control, the President of the United States has been given the authority to be able to call anybody in the war, in the United States an enemy combatant, and put them in jail forever right before the election. Right before the election. He has the ability to, the authority to arrest, no, not even arrest because arrest is the wrong word, snatch anybody, any American off the street, any American off the street, any of them, and put him in jail, call him an enemy combatant, never take him to trial, and the person could be there for the rest of their lives. Their mama won't know where they are. Their daddy won't know where they are. Their lawyer won't know where they are. And if they do stumble upon them, they won't know the evidence that is being used against them. They won't be able to challenge the evidence that is being used against them. Check this out. Consider this. Let's say that your brother is snatched up off the street. George Bush says that he is an enemy combatant. He has an enemy combatant. Now, the crime that your brother is accused of committing, let's say it happened on June the 2nd at 6 o'clock in the evening. Let's say that you're fortunate enough to somehow get the charge against you let's keep it real. You never get the charge against you. Now, you were at the, on that same day, your brother was at the Super Bowl singing the national anthem at that time on that date. Perfect alibi. I couldn't have been doing what you were doing because I was at the Super Bowl, Superdome, singing the national anthem in front of millions and millions of people. I could not have done what you said I did because I have a perfect alibi witnessed by millions of people. Check this out. You would never be able to present that because you wouldn't know what the charges are against you. You don't have a right to say I didn't do this, and you don't have a right to be able to prove you didn't do this because they don't have to tell you what you did. This is in America. Are you hearing me? That is the nature of the law that has been passed by these cynical, wicked, evil Republicans
and cowardly Democrats that said yes to this. It is everything. What is happening right now is everything that has been predicted. I feel like this is the school board thing all over again. I say it. That if the school board was taken over by privatization, the things that would happen, the accreditation that would be lost, the jobs that would be lost, the harm that would come to our district, all of that came true and more. What was said when George Bush walked into the office? The extraordinary harm that would take place, that would occur. The horrible things that would happen. The lawlessness that would take place. John McCain is a wuss and a fake. You know what? I think that there should be a rule put in place, a law put in place, that if you are serving in the United States Senate or the House, you can't run for the presidency. You can't run. That you can't run for the United States presidency until 5 years after you get out of the House or the Senate. 10 years after. These political ambitions are a mug. People will do anything to satisfy their political ambitions. John McCain, a prisoner of war, former prisoner of war, physically destroyed as a result of being a prisoner of war, has agreed to the most monstrous acts that will put our boys and girls at extraordinary danger. John McCain did that. Why? He wants to be president. He wants to be president of the United States. A pox on him and all those that supported this monstrous act. Registered voter.
Yes, good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
I am calling for two or three reasons here. One is pertaining to the persons who are regular listeners and are in agreement with most of your discussions, especially pertaining to George W. I think I mentioned to you once before, I'm a retired military man. And traveling all over the world, seeing long lines of people at the voting booths around the world, especially in third world countries, sometimes temperature over 100 degrees, I see mile-long lines of people waiting to vote. I have been somewhat concerned with our lackadaisical attitude in this country pertaining to that particular issue of voting. So I just took it upon myself to make a survey. I worked in naval intelligence for many years. And in order to profile a community, one of the things we had to do is ride public transportation where we could get a sense of the thoughts of the people in that community. So I began to take a personal survey of why people are not registering to vote. And if you got a pencil and paper, or anyway, if you can remember, here's some of the things I've come up with in the last several weeks. Number one was, I don't want to serve on jury duty. That's why I'm not registered to vote. Number two, I have a felony on my record. Number three, I'm behind in child support payments. Number four, I have bad credit. Number five, I have an outstanding warrant. Number six, my religious affiliation won't permit me to vote. Number seven, my one vote won't count. Oh, that one sickened me when I heard that. It reminds me, I was in the Marine Corps, and when I would see people on my firing line not firing their weapon, and one of them would have told me my one bullet won't count, I would have been quite disturbed. I don't know what I might have done. Number five, now this one will blow your mind, Liz. One person I approached at a bus stop he asked me, are you with the FBI? I said, no. And then he ran away, and someone told me he's an escaped prisoner. Here's another reason. The system is corrupt. Another one. I owe the IRS back taxes. That's why I'm not registered to vote. Several people told me I'm unemployed. Another one was, I don't live here. And I find that if you've got a group of people, 10 or more, at any bus stop, you will always find a person in transit who is recently from some other city like Memphis or Little Rock or some other town, Peoria, Illinois, someplace. We have a high number of transient people in the city. Several people told me they didn't graduate from high school, so they thought that would prevent them from registering to vote.
Wow, there's a lot of education that needs to go on out here.
Yes, I think we only have one more week to go, I believe, in order to register to vote for this upcoming election, and I wanted to get that out to the public.
Very good.
Maybe we could do a program in the future because we'll have elections regularly. Letting them know that these things won't, many of these things don't stop you, but I can understand if people are sort of living in the closet for various and sundry reasons, why they don't want to come out of the closet.
Got to roll. Thank you.
Sure.
We'll be back. I'm Liz Brown, 1-877-920-WGNU. Get to me.
Good morning, St. Louis. 31 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Advil. Westbound 40 between McKnight and Clayton Morrison, an injury accident. Only the right lane is getting by. Traffic backs up near Hanley. Eastbound 70 at K and Mid Rivers Mall. Look for slow traffic there. Eastbound 40 between Clarkson and Mason. Look for traffic congestion going on there. Northbound 55. At 270, expect heavy volume approaching that intersection. Westbound 270 at 367 in Washington Elizabeth, you can expect delays there as well. All your approaches into the Poplar Street Bridge are slow, as well as into the Laclede's Landing. Look for the King Bridge to be very tied up at this hour. Northbound 141 at Gravois, there's an accident. Left lane is blocked and traffic's slowing near Springdale. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Advil. You don't need different pain relievers for different pains wherever you hurt. Advil works. It's the every pain reliever. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For today, mostly cloudy early in the morning, partly sunny by the afternoon, high in around 70 for this evening. Mostly cloudy in the evening, partly cloudy overnight, low in the mid-50s for Saturday, partly sunny in the morning. Mostly cloudy through the day with a high in the mid-70s, and Sunday partly cloudy with a high around 80. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 49 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 51. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else? Where else indeed? Washers, dryers, refrigerators, stoves, everything that you need to make your house a home, your home a palace, everything that you need. Get on down to Sears. There's a great tool sale going on right now. It's time to get some new tools. You know you need it. You know you need everything. Get on down to Sears at 3425 Union, 3425 Union, Sears, where else?
Looking for time made just for you? Wanting to hear from some young people who are cool and well-informed? Have some questions adults just can't seem to answer? There is a place for you on WGNU Radio. Tune in Sunday nights at 5:30. You'll hear teens talk about stuff teens understand. Find out about the latest in music, sports, and other issues that matter. Finally, a talk show for teens, about teens, by teens on 9:20 a.m. 5:30 Sunday nights. Sponsored by the St. Charles Lawanga Center.
The Citizens Commission on Human Rights of St. Louis, Incorporated presents the Electric Shock Radio Hour. a call-in radio talk show airing on WGNU AM 920. Saturday night at 9 o'clock, hosted by Roger Teagarden, Executive Director of Citizens Commission on Human Rights, St. Louis.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up, get up, get to me. Robert.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Two questions. First question I wanted to ask is about with this new bill, do you personally...
Which new bill, Robert?
The bill you were just talking about,
okay.
The terrorism bill.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Do you personally ever have any concerns or thoughts that you, being an outspoken critic of the Bush administration and having a show that's heard all over the world via Internet, do you ever have any fears or concerns that you could be picked up?
I would change the word critic of George W. Bush. I know that others would say that, but I believe what I am doing is simply exposing the truth. And do I have any concerns about it?
Why?
Why?
You were just saying that any American in the United States could be picked up.
You asked me about the word fear, right?
I said fear or concern.
Okay. And I have no fear. And I don't have any concern about it. Do I believe that I could? Sure. But do I concern myself with that? Mm-mm.
Okay.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
The other question I had is probably more for perhaps some of your Hispanic listeners. I was fortunate enough to be able to go to Mexico this year for a convention. And one of the things that several people in the group that I was with noticed was that the different jobs seemed to be done by people with different skin complexions. And I was just wondering if there's some sort of, I don't want to say hierarchy, and I don't know what word to use, but I just wonder if there are, it seemed like the we could say cleaner jobs were being done by Hispanics with lighter skin, and the not so clean jobs were being done by people with darker skin. And I just wonder if there's any reason for that, or is it just happenstance or what? Do you know?
I just
wondered if the same thing went on there that went on here. Because I don't know very much about the Hispanic culture.
Well, and I guess I would ask the question of has racism does it stop at the border of any particular country? Look at the issue of the Cubans. The Cubans in Miami, largely the ones that are in opposition to Fidel Castro, are very light-skinned, so light-skinned that they are defined as white on censuses when they come into the country. You go to Haiti, the people that are that ousted Aristide. Aristide is darker than I am. Aristide was ousted by people that were very, very, very white, very light-skinned, Creole types of people. Power in countries, oftentimes, because of the portability of, because of the success of racism, it's all through all kinds of countries and cultures. It's that's the history of racism.
and history of when you particularly not even particularly Cuba, Mexico, Haiti, the United States, Brazil, all of these countries that have legacies of enslavement have these issues.
Well, we sort of thought that's what it was,
mm-hmm.
but I just wanted to verify it.
All right, now.
And do you think we could use egregious greediness for this for these corporate profits that these CEOs? You were looking for a different word.
Egregious greediness.
Yes.
Let me percolate on that one for a while. I'm feeling that.
Thank you.
Egregious greediness. I like that.
Thank you.
All right, now. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. Betty.
Amazing, strong, black, fearless Liz Brown.
Turn your radio down, Miss Betty.
Liz.
Yes, ma'am.
I am so proud of you.
Bless your heart.
I want the gentleman to know you are amazing, strong, fearless black woman. I know he's amazed. You answered that so well.
Thank you.
You don't concern. You're not afraid.
You can't live in fear. You can't.
Too many people do.
I know.
And we're so proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Continue on, dear.
All right, Betty. Thank you for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. Ooh, you need to get to me. We have much to talk about. Don't forget the Urban Institute meets tomorrow at 9 o'clock at 1020 North Taylor. That's 1020 North Taylor. We have much political business to talk about. We have the a race coming up in 6 months. And that's the race of Board of Aldermen, President. We have the race coming up in 6 weeks. That's the race of the United States Senator. Yeah, oh my goodness, we have so much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get to me. Otis.
Yes, I was once in Sunflower County, Mississippi, and I was going to speak at a church about encouraging people to get registered to vote. That was my job with CORE. And that evening, as I was waiting, a guy picked me up in a pickup truck, a white guy, and he told me I was under arrest. And I was asking him, what are my charges? And he said, I'll think of something before we get to the justice of the peace. And I was thinking that we're back to square one. First of all, we definitely need a real stronger drive to get people encouraged to register to vote, and we need to vote. And the second of all, boy, listening at the new powers that people have to arrest you. I mean, that's what I lived in 1962.
And what is the thing that people always say, Otis? Well, I was silent when they came for them because they didn't come for me. You know, people thought that was something that was going to be restricted to a certain group of people. Here we are, and the predictions have come full circle.
They certainly have.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you can see the folks down here where I am, and they would tell you, I was so intrigued by that gentleman's survey of why people mm-hmm. don't vote. Some people feel if I stay quiet, if I don't, you know, I was in the Marine Corps too, and if you fired your gun, you got returned fire. A lot of people didn't fire like that. Well, a lot of folks think that if I start making noise, if I start voting, they're going to take away my health care. They're going to take away my food stamps. They're going to take away. Well, they have done that. And even when you don't vote, you're a particular target.
That's a fact.
That's exactly right.
That's
so
a fact.
What I know is that my advocacy and my loud advocacy has sometimes protected my family. People won't bother me because they know I'll strike back.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
So I wanted to say that. I just wanted to say amen to a couple of things I've heard, including your bravery, Miss Brown.
Thanks for your call, Otis. Yours too.
Thank you.
All right, now. My name is Liz Brown, and we have much business to tend to. Stay with me. Stay with me.
this is Danny Glover, and you're listening to the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown on WGNU.
Praise the Lord, everyone. This is the Elder Mitchell Thornton of the All Request Sweet Sounds of Music. We bring you the best gospel sounds in St. Louis, as well as the up-to-date church news to help you plan your weekend worship every Saturday morning from 7:30 a.m. to 8 a.m. right here on WGNU 920 on your radio dial.
Hi, I'm Randy Grimm. Join me Fridays at 12 noon for Animal Tales on AM 920 WGNU. I learned at an early age that animals matter to me. Every week, we'll share your stories. We'll discuss issues that matter most to you and your companion animals, from breed-specific laws to puppy mills, and answer your questions about pet care as well. You'll also enjoy our special guests as they share their tales. It's an hour of fur, friends, and fun every week. Join me, Randy Grimm, for Animal Tales every Friday at 12 noon on AM 920 WGNU. Oof.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in health care providers, and we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, 1-877-920-WGNU. That's the number. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Don't forget that tomorrow, Saturday, there's a wonderful sale going on. That's right out here where we live at 4919 North Union. That's Irene J. Smith's campaign headquarters. Get on over there. She's having a wonderful moving out sale, all kinds of stuff, new and gently used items, African-American art, antiques, books, clothes, shoes, collectibles, household items, jewelry, furniture, knick-knack, bric-bracs, tools, toys, much, much more. Don't miss this opportunity to buy some nice things at the right price and help former Alderwoman Irene J. Smith move some stuff out. That's tomorrow from noon until 7. Be there. Jesse Todd.
Good morning, Liz. I would like to read off what's called the Tide Plan to Stop Eminent Domain and the team for planning our ward, and it will be submitted to the alderman and the city. You know, the vacant houses will be boarded up on all floors, and windows will be put in the houses after 2 years, because right now they just board them up on one floor and rain get them, and then you end up having to tear them down. LRA property will be sold for a dollar, and the people who bad will get $10,000 to fix it up. Code enforcement will be the same for vacant and occupied houses, because in our ward, what happened is the people who live in the ward are being harassed while the vacant houses and stuff are just sitting there, especially city houses as well as other houses. Money that has been used in the past to tear down houses will be given to families to fix up houses. Right now, it costs from $5,000 to $20,000 to tear down a house. If they took that same money and gave it to people to fix it up, we could attract people to the ward. tax credits and grants will be given to families to fix up vacant houses. All boarded up vacant houses will be inspected on a monthly basis at owner's expense because we don't know what's in those houses. Grass and alleys on alleys, lots, and vacant buildings will be cut and trimmed every 2 weeks, and trash will be cleaned off the property monthly at the owner's expense. That's including all LRA and privately owned property. All trees will be trimmed on a yearly basis. Okay, that's the tide plan. It will be submitted to the alderman, the city, and that's what I'll be working on.
And that sounds very good.
Well, thank you very much. You have a good day.
That sounds very, very good. Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
You know, I wanted on the question that fella had, the gentleman had, the caller had about the color scheme that goes on in South America. If he would have opportunity to read a event that was a council meeting, a conference that was held by called the Lake Mohonk, M-O-H-O-N-K conference, it would explain. It was convened by former President Rutherford Hayes. It explains how the miscegenation and the amalgamation process went on with Africans and South Americans and in Mexico, which leads to the social problems that they have today, social discrimination. But, you know, another thing I want to talk about, have you been keeping up with Parsons Construction Company and the faulty construction that's been going on in Iraq as it has to deal with one project? Of course, it was quite a few others, but the large police
station. Oh, you're talking about the police station with the feces running into and urine running in down the walls.
Yes.
Down the walls of the building. Multi-million. I'm so glad you brought that story up because it's a company, the no-bid contract.
Mm-hmm.
Handed to by George Bush, and it was supposed to be the crowning jewel, right?
Yes, and make note, too, that this country, that company does a lot of work here in America, especially, you know, presently they've done work on the runway, the fifth runway in Atlanta, Georgia Airport.
Really?
Louis Armstrong Airport. But,
really?
You know, and they're trying to throw the blame onto the subcontractor, which was a local Iraqi contractor, but in cases like that, in those scenarios, the general contractor is responsible for making sure that the quality and the specifications are being followed. And
you can't blame this on a subcontractor.
No, you cannot.
Not when you're getting paid this much money. And we're talking about the building was so renovated so foully that the waste from the bathrooms, urine and feces, rained down the walls,
well, yeah,
and gathered in the light fixtures.
Yeah, and it's like, it sort of reminds me of how they try to throw the blame on the Justice Center in Clayton onto some of the minority contractors that participated on their project when it was a design problem. But this is just totally ridiculous, the amount of money that some of these major corporations, these major construction companies here in the United States are stealing from this escapade that's going on in Iraq. Thank you very much.
Thank you. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. And if you want to email me, please do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. Get up, get up, get to me. We have much, much, much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up, get up, get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
Yes, all right. Just wanted to answer something about people talking about the color and things. It's this wall, and probably most of all walls, it's all about the poor and the rich. And poor people, if you look at how whoever educates your people, that's what your people grow up to believe in. I can hear black people use a certain term in color to show you how effective it is. I'm the black sheep of the family. Now, when you ask that person, if it's a white person, what do they mean? And I tell you, they will give you a description of how black people are treated. It's not just a saying. It's a fact. You know, that person have one little thing in the whole family that the rest of the family dislike, no matter he can be good or he can be anything. And you will hear black people use the same word.
You know? Well, my mom and them treated me like black sheep of the family. Well, where did you get that statement from? It was from the people who taught you.
Well, and people just need to lead self-examined lives. And that means examining the words that come out of their mouths. One of the things I talked about last week in passing was, you know, people talk about their little finger being a pinky. I don't have a pinky. My finger is brown. You know, every word that you use, you have to examine the impact or the effect of it. And stay away from those words that cut at you.
And it's really bad, you know. This is why, you know, I didn't go to school, but I'm going to tell you something. I went by experience, and now I'm beginning to see why mostly all wars that the Western civilization went into these tribes of peoples, the first thing they wanted to do was to get rid of the elders.
Right.
Because experience is just as good as any type of book. Because you got to go by what somebody done told you, what somebody done wrote. That is a belief. And a belief, it don't have to be a lie, and you definitely can't prove it's the truth. So, I mean, we have to look at how I can't change things, and things may not change for me. I'm 72 years old now.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want my kids, just like a person going into an occupation or living a life, they always say, well, I don't want my child to come up like I.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the same way I feel about the education system. I can see where it leads you to. What you teach your kid, that's the way it's going to be some portions of his life. Yes, some people change about it, but what is it coming out of?
All right. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
You know, and that's right, Howard, like the phrase blackballed. You know, blackballed. I always say whiteballed. You know? I mean, if that were just all of it, if it just came down to the issues in our country were just about the use of the word blackball, black sheep, you know, black eye, if it were just the use of those words, then it would be okay. It would be, you know, like the pot calling the kettle black. I mean, all of that. If it were just those phrases, it would be so much easier to deal with. But it's not. It's not just those phrases, you know? Black mark, black cloud. You know, I mean, go in the dictionary and look at all of the phrases that are used to describe bad things that are associated with dark colors. With dark colors in this country. If it were just that, it would be one thing. But one of the things that I think that I'd like you all to just resonate with: racism, or people that use the N-word, people that look at people a certain way based upon the darkness of their skin, the color, the pigment in their skin, the melanoma in their skin, these are not benign things. These are not inert things. These are not things that just lay there and do nothing. People who feel that way, who view the world that way, act. Now, whether it's the action of hanging a body from the tree, no, most people don't hang bodies from trees. They keep bodies from jobs. They pay bodies less. They do things you cannot. That's why the thing about George Allen is so important to understand. The fact that George Allen has used the N-word, the fact that George Allen used the N-word in the 70s, hung nooses in his office in the 80s, hung the Confederate flag in the state house in the 90s, and used the word macaca in the 2000s. Those are words that means that he acts upon this stuff. That's not inert stuff. It's not an inert gas. My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back to your calls, questions, and comments. Please stay with me.
Who need help but can't find it.
for the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. Another major laptop recall, and again, the problem is the battery. Here's ABC's Aaron Kutursky.
Toshiba has recalled more than 800,000 lithium-ion batteries made by Sony. It's the latest announcement in a global recall that now involves 7 million of the Sony-made batteries, making it the largest electronics-related recall in U.S. history. The fear is the batteries could catch fire, though Toshiba says it has not found any cases where one did.
This is the second laptop recall in the last 24 hours. There is also one that affects 170,000 IBM ThinkPads. The problem there, too, is the battery. We'll get a look at a bipartisan congressional report later today. It suggests that the White House had a closer working relationship with former lobbyist Jack Abramoff than it said it did, and that many of the contacts were with top aide Karl Rove.
As he left home before dawn for a trip, Karl Rove said emphatically, "I did not accept gifts from the disgraced lobbyist." The White House insists to us when Rove attended an NBA game with Abramoff, Rove paid for his own ticket.
That's ABC's Ann Compton at the White House. Congress could give final approval today to a key piece of anti-terror legislation. It continues the military program of detaining and interrogating terrorist suspects. The Senate approved it last night. The pre-holiday quiet in central Israel was shattered by an attack which some say could have been the work of terrorists.
Police are saying the bombing was a mafia hit at a busy intersection in Rishon LeZion, Israel's fourth largest city. It comes in an especially sensitive time as Jews begin preparations for the Sabbath and the Yom Kippur holiday fast, and Muslims celebrate the holy month of Ramadan. Despite a high number of terrorist alerts, it's been 6 months since the last suicide bombing here.
ABC's Matt Gutman in Jerusalem. Will the third time be the charm for the Dow? On Wednesday and then again yesterday, the Dow came close to a record high. Closed yesterday at 11,718, just 4.5 points shy of the record. This is ABC News.
There's nothing small about today's small business. Big hours make up big work weeks. Every meeting is a big meeting. Every call is a big call. When the only printer for all the computers breaks down, it's a big problem. And now, thanks to Aflac, even small business insurance has gone big. Introducing Aflac for Small Business. Now, your small business can have the same great Aflac products and service that big guys get. For more information, call 1-800-99-AFLAC or visit aflacsb.com.
Aflac!
For small business, American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus, Aflac.
Travelocity presents the gigantinormous sale.
Holiday, here I come!
Save $100 instantly on your vacation.
Smashing!
Plus, get $200 off your next one.
Cha-ching, bada-bing!
Hurry, save up to $300.
300 buckaroos? That's mucho moolah!
Book now. Sale ends November 16th. Restrictions apply. For details and other great deals, visit Travelocity.com or AOL keyword travel. Travelocity. You'll never roam alone.
An inmate at an Indiana prison now has a permanent reminder of the crime he committed, and his fellow inmates may be the reason why.
Anthony Ray Stockelman is being held away from the rest of the inmates at Wabash Valley Correctional Center as prison authorities investigate his tattoo. Somehow, the words Katie's Revenge appeared, covering most of Stockelman's forehead. Katie Coleman was the 10-year-old southern Indiana girl Stockelman abducted, molested, and then killed early last year. He pleaded guilty and got a life sentence. Katie Coleman's father says he believes other inmates are responsible for a mark his daughter's killer may have to carry for the rest of his life. Bob Schmidt, ABC News.
Now, when you're pregnant, you expect to gain weight, but a new study says you'll want to watch it between babies. Swedish researchers say women who put on the pounds when they're not expecting are more likely to have complications like diabetes or preeclampsia when they are pregnant. It also increases the risk of a stillborn baby. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Foranmeyer with your WGNU news update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, a St. Charles County community has a new ordinance that restricts where registered sex offenders can live. The O'Fallon City Council approved the measure that prohibits registered sex offenders from living within 3,000 feet of schools, parks, pools, and libraries. The ordinance also restricts registered sex offenders from living within 2,000 feet from a child care facility. The ordinance passed last night is one of the strictest in the state. Police are looking for two men who allegedly shot a Granite City gas station owner during a robbery attempt. Witnesses say the owner of the Phillips 66 station on Namioke Road was shot when the two tried to rob the store around 3 p.m. yesterday. The station owner's wounds are not considered life-threatening. Finally this hour, St. Louis area students are being encouraged to take part in next month's Red Ribbon Week. A Red Ribbon rally was held yesterday at St. John's United Methodist Church to educate students about what they can do to celebrate. Dan Duncan, a spokesperson for the National Council of Alcoholism and Drug Abuse, explains what Red Ribbon Week is.
1 week set aside every year for kids and adults alike to celebrate being drug-free and for kids to help themselves and remind themselves how important it is to avoid alcohol and drug abuse.
Duncan says alcohol-related fatalities are the leading cause of death in children. Red Ribbon Week is the last week of October. This WGNU News report is brought to you by Centrum. When it comes to multivitamins, it's not just the number of ingredients, but how they interact that counts. Centrum balances combinations of nutrients to bring out their full potential. Centrum is balanced and complete. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by McDonald's Restaurants. Westbound 40 between McKnight and Clayton Morrison. Look for an accident cleared. Traffic still jams around Hampton. Eastbound 44 between Meraz Overpass and Merrimack River Bridge. Look for an accident cleared to the right shoulder, but expect some delays. Westbound 70 at 94. There's an object in the roadway believed to be a ladder in the center lane, so use caution as you roll up to that. Northbound 270 at Gravois. There's an accident. Right lane is blocked. Eastbound 70 at KN Mid Rivers. You've got slow traffic. West or northbound 270 is slow on either side of 44. Westbound 270 at Old Halls Ferry and New Florissant, you've got congestion going on there. Northbound 55 at 270 is returning back to normal. Westbound 5570 onto the Poplar Street Bridge. You can expect delays as well as westbound Kingbridge traffic rolling into Laclede's Landing. Look for delays from the morning rush. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by McDonald's. Start with a cup of McDonald's fresh brewed premium roast coffee. Add a warm, fresh made breakfast sandwich and bring your morning into life affirming focus. Wake up and smell your life. McDonald's. I'm loving it. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. For today, mostly cloudy in the morning, partly cloudy by this afternoon with a high around 70. This evening, mostly cloudy, becoming partly cloudy overnight with a low and mid 50s. For Saturday, partly sunny in the morning, becoming mostly cloudy throughout the afternoon with a high in the mid-70s. And Sunday, partly cloudy with a high in the lower 80s. Currently, we have 49 degrees. Lambert Field is holding at 51. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call that's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I'm hearing revolution in the air.
But the hard truth is that not every poor than ever. More families in trouble, more and more people who need help who can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man. Tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. Get up, get to me. We have much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up, get to me. And if you want a toll-free long-distance me, do that at 1-877-920-WGNU, revolution at lizbrown.com. Get up, get to me. My goodness gracious, we have all kinds of stuff to talk about. Get up. Malik.
How are you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding.
You know, I was listening to Obadiah a while ago, and it reminded me of 1959, right here in St. Louis. It was a bakery on Elliott and Cass, and it was owned by a German. And I would go in there and buy my pastries then. But it was harder not then than it is now to make black people at that time conscious of their blackness. So we had to go completely to an extreme to do it. And it was a black preacher that always came in there. And this German baker knew how I felt in raising our people. So I asked him for an angel food cake. He immediately went and got the white cake. And I said, no, I said, angel food. He said, well, that's it. I said, what is that one over there, the brown cake? That's devil's food. I said, well, why is it that brown has to be devil's food and the white sponge cake has to be angel? Now, he doesn't like me for this. So what he does, he says, all right, this man here, he's a Christian preacher. Suppose before you came in here, I cut my wrist and a drip of my blood fell on this marble counter. And he cut his wrist and a drip of his blood fell on this marble counter. When you came in, could you tell the difference? All blood is red. Could you tell the difference between my blood and his? I said, no, I couldn't tell the difference between your blood and his. But the one thing, if you had the third party, the snake, and you cut him and his blood is red, I couldn't tell his blood either, but he's not my brother. Now, this is the extremes we had to go to because they were so anxious in saying all men are brothers. That was so they could keep up their crafty work and make a lot of blacks in that day think that you shouldn't be teaching racism, as they called it. But those are experiences. Obadiah said I had that experience.
Okay.
Have a good day.
Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. Here's an alert, folks, an alert. You need to get to the phones. You only have one day to do this. There is an emergency bill. On Tuesday, Barbara Boxer and Russ Feingold introduced Senate Bill 3943, the Confidence in Voting Act. This would provide funding to jurisdictions for the printing of emergency paper ballots. And on Wednesday, Representative Rush Holt introduced a similar measure, House Bill H.R. 6187. There was a hearing held on Thursday. You need to call your representative. And let me talk to you some more about this after the next break. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
I'm Laurie Fulkerson, inviting you to join me every Monday morning at 10 on AM 920 WGNU. You'll hear stories of people just like you who are overcoming obstacles and making the difference in the lives of others. You're invited to share your thoughts. You know people are what matter most to me, and I enjoy talking with you and helping you reach your highest goals. Join me for the Laurie Fulkerson Show, Monday morning at 10 on AM 920 WGNU. We're here to discuss what matters most to you.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis. AM 920 WGNU.
Sponsored by Creve-Coeur Cartridge World. Save big, print happy.
Hello, I'm Lucille Mitchell of the Bible Answer Crusade broadcast. The Seventh-day Adventist churches in the St. Louis area present the broadcast every Sunday morning. The focus of the program lies in the areas of health, family, prophecy, and the gospel. For information that you can use in your own life, listen every Sunday morning at 9 for the Bible Answer Crusade broadcast right here on your weekend gospel voice of choice, AM 920 WGNU.
What you need to know, when you need to know it. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the wake-up call. This is Liz Brown, 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. There is a bill. We need an emergency paper ballot bill. What this will do is require make contingency paper ballots available in all touchscreen jurisdictions, and this needs to be funded. You need to call your legislators at call the number 202-225-3121. They'll ask you who your state rep or who your your United States representative is. You need to give them a call. We need this pass. We need folks to call up there and let me know what they said. The number is 202-225-3121. Ask them about House Bill 6187, the emergency paper ballot bill. All of us that have touchscreen voting, we need a record, a paper record. Get to me. Jerry.
Yes, Liz.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm outstanding.
Liz, you were talking about the bill that they passed last night about what George Bush can do to people.
Yes, ma'am.
I keep telling you that these people is under siege. What I mean that they're doing the J. Edgar Hoover on our congressmen and senators. They got them on there, and they're every last one of them people up there. And if they don't go along with the status quo, they can destroy their career. And that's why they're turning this country into a police state, because they're going along with the program, whether they like it or not. They got some on all of them. They're doing the J. Edgar Hoover on those senators and politicians up there in Washington, D.C. And if they don't go along with it, they got some literature that they can put out there to destroy their career, and that's why it's happening to America. Police state is coming online. Thank you.
All right. And so what good are they for us, Jerry?
What now?
What good are they for us?
Nothing. They're no good for us. None of them.
All right.
But that's all we have to contend with. But none of them is no good for America.
All right.
They're corrupt, and the corporations got something on them and got tape, pictures, whatever they've done, they got it. And if they fail to do what they're told, they can put that out there in the storm. And they're going along with the Democrat or Republicans. They're going along. And we'll end up in a police state in the next 10 years or less.
Thanks for
I believe your call. That.
Thanks
Thank
for
you
your
for
call.
Taking my comment.
Certainly. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU.
Good morning, Liz. This is Floyd.
Hey, Floyd.
How you doing this morning?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
You know, this issue about this about people demonizing African people, to me, it's a shamefully. When you got George Allen and people like George Bush who don't care about African people, look what happened last year in New Orleans. Look what happened to all the families who died, and water come up to the people's of houses. A lot of African people don't want to go back to New Orleans.
A lot of them do.
I know they want to do, Liz, but it hurts me to see them, the feeling that like they don't have no voice for them to fight. And where is our good governor down there? She's much responsible. She is much responsible for those people, and the Homeland Security, Michael Chekhov.
Michael,
she is a failure.
Michael Chernoff, absolutely. Absolutely. Thanks for your call,
you
Floyd.
You too. Good morning.
You have a great weekend.
You too.
1-877-920-WGNU. Don't forget our meeting, International Urban Institute, Saturday, tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. And then, what's happening after that? 12 noon until 7 p.m., the Moving Things Out sale. That's right. Irene J. Smith, from noon until 7 p.m., you'll find a variety of new and gently used items. A silent auction. Come on out to the Moving Things Out sale and silent auction. That's the address. Where is it going to take place? You probably need to know that. At 4919 North Union, just north of I-70, from noon until 7 p.m. Be there. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's my number. Car phone.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Outstanding.
Let me tell you how simple this voting machine problem could be solved. Every time you put your credit card in that machine to buy gas, your name goes directly to where it's supposed to go. It gives you the amount of gas you use. It gives you your credit card number, a digital, and then a four-numbered number. So all of this crap about they can't make a machine that can tally a paper trail and a touch tone trail is crazy. We got the best computers in the world. They could do this with their eyes closed. Something is up, Liz. What is it? Why do they not want to have the paper trail and the digital trail at the same time?
How do you steal an election if there's a trail?
That's true. And it looks like every American could see this. Like I said, I do it every day. Every time I buy gas, everything comes up on that little sheet of paper, and they could do the same thing with these voting machines, and every American would know if they voted, where they voted, and what time they voted, just like that.
All right now. Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Oh, I'll turn to Liz Brown. This is Brother Bob.
Brother Bob, good morning.
I just called. I'm delivering right now, but I stopped. I called Senator Bond's office, and I talked with Ms. Whitney, and his number is 202-224-5721. That's 202-224-5721. And I'm encouraging all the people that are listening to please call.
Wait a minute. No. Call Jim Talent. He's the one that wants to be elected. He's the one that wants to be reelected into the United States Senate. I want to know what his position is on this paper trail. He's the one that wanted to change our voter ID to prevent fraud, right? He wanted to keep the wrong people from voting, right? Well, where is he on this?
I'll tell you what, well, let me get his number and give a call.
Because that's the number that people need to call about. What is your position on this paper trail?
Okay, then.
And you talk about how much you're going to do for folks. Well, let me see how much money you're willing to put into a paper trail.
Okay, well, let me get his number and do the follow-up. But it's important that we do call.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
Makes a difference. I mean, we're winning a little success a little by little.
That's fact. We're winning. We're winning big successes little by little.
Oh, yeah, we got to do it.
All right, now.
We can do it. Thank you.
Thank you. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. And if you want a toll-free long distance, me do that at 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get up, get up. What'd I say? Get up, get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. People talk about the fear factor, you know, of Democrats. Caller just called in and said, I think that they're all that age, they've been J. Edgar Hoovered. They've been J. Edgar Hoovered. They scared. Okay. No, I mean, fear. I don't know. There was an article in the New York Times, a editorial, if you will, an editorial talking about rushing off the cliff. This horrific. Race, just scary, scary bill that gives George Bush the ability to torture anybody, put anybody in jail when he wants to, and never have to tell you why. The New York Times says this, and I don't get this. Maybe it's because I've been African my whole life. We don't blame the Democrats for being frightened. The Republicans have made it clear that they'll use any opportunity to brand anyone who votes against this bill a terrorist enabler. I blame you for being frightened of a bunk. You think the American people, I blame you for having so little faith in the American people. I blame you for a lack of creativity to punch these people right back in their political mouths. How am I a terrorist when you're the one that's terrorizing the Constitution? I blame you. Yes, I do. The New York Times says we don't blame the Democrats for being frightened. Huh? I do. I do. And in being frightened, they have said that we stupid. That we, the voters, are stupid, that we're going to believe that bunk. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. William.
Hello, Liz.
Good morning.
Good morning. I agree wholeheartedly with you. This is just downright pathetic. This is a violation of the 4th, 5th, and the 6th Amendment, amendment to the Constitution, not amendment, the Bill of Rights.
Mm-hmm. All right. You know what, William? Yeah. I'm going to let you hold on. We're going to take a break. Stay with me.
Good morning, St. Louis. 29 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Eckert's Haunted Hayride. Eastbound 30 onto the ramp to northbound 270. Look for that accident. It's been cleared. Northbound 270 onto the ramp to Olive. Look for that accident. It's been cleared, but there may be some delays. Westbound 40 from McCausland to Big Bend. Look for a disabled vehicle reported in the right lane. Traffic jams near Kings Highway. Eastbound 70 at K and Mid Rivers is returned back to normal. Northbound 270 at 44 is on the move. In both directions, 44 at River Depair, there's construction going on there, and also westbound 5570 on the Poplar Street Bridge looks good. Northbound Route 3 on the Poplar Street Bridge looks good, and everything else. Oh, eastbound 30 on Schumacher, look for an entry accident. Right lane is getting through but expect some delays there. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Eckert's Haunted Hayride. Bring the family out to Eckert's in Millstadt this weekend for an evening hayride through the Haunted Orchard. Plus, Eckert's has pick-your-own-apples, music, and a lot more, lots of fall fun. For more directions and more information, go to Eckert's.com. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Mostly cloudy this morning, partly sunny this afternoon with a high around 70. This evening, mostly cloudy, becoming partly cloudy overnight with a low in the mid-50s. Saturday, partly sunny in the morning, mostly cloudy throughout the afternoon, high in the mid-70s. And Sunday, partly cloudy with a high in the lower 80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 48 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 51. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else?
Where else, where else, where else are you going to get wonderful tools? There's a wonderful tool sale going on right now at Sears. Get on down to Sears at 3425 Union. Build everything that you dreamed of with the best tools in town. Even I know how good the tools are, how incredible the tools are at Sears. 3425 Union. Get on over there and tell them that I told you to.
This is Mark Glass. Tune in every Friday at 5:15. For What's New at the Movies on AM 920. I sit through the bad ones so you don't have to and give you an early heads up on the good stuff. So for advice on getting the best mileage from your entertainment budget, join me, Mark Glass, for What's New at the Movies, Friday afternoons at 5:15 on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues and the movies that matter most to you.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. Get up, get up, get up. Get to me. We have much to talk about. William.
Yes, Liz. I'd like to say a couple of things right now. I'm going to make a quote by Alexander Hamilton. And it says this: in framing a government which is in to be administered by men over men, the great difficulty lies in this. You must first enable the government to control the governed. And in the next place, oblige it to control itself. Our government is out of control. The people who penned this Constitution would agree that this government has absolutely no affiliation to what this country stands for. This man has gone ahead and gotten rid of, well, not just this man. I'm not going to put it just on him. Because we had a limp-back Congress and a weak-back Senate standing right with him, Jim Talent as well, for Missourians, to vote lockstep in removing the 4th, 5th, and 6th Amendment from the Constitution. And we always say that we are a nation of laws and that we are a people of principle. I can't tell the difference right now between the good and the bad. For people to just sit back and say absolutely nothing about this and say that this, we need this for our own protection, I think Thomas Jefferson said it the best, that you need, when you let government stand over you, and you sacrifice your freedoms for security, you deserve neither.
All right.
Thank you, Leah.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get up, get up, and get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Hey, good morning, Liz. How are you doing this morning?
I'm outstanding.
Listen, I don't know if you remember this statement or not. When Nikita Khrushchev was in power, Nikita Khrushchev told the United States that I will not have to fire a shot to take over America. Communism will take over America without firing a shot. Now, they speak about neo-calm activity. Bill Clinton, former President Bill Clinton, made the statement himself that the neo-coms in D.C. took a hit on him and accused him of something that he did not do. These people claim capitalism. It's not capitalism. This is imperialism, Nazism, and the activities and ways of the KGB. I don't know if America realizes just where they're headed, but they're headed directly into the path of the neo-Nazi communist and Nazi system. The police state that we speak about or people speak about is not coming. It's here. People need to stop talking about it's coming. It's already here. And if we don't do something politically, we are going to wind up slaves in our own houses. Thank you.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. My name is Liz Brown. There is much business that we must attend to. 1-877-920. The new Supreme Court has some cases it's going to be deciding: abortion, environment, and racial diversity. They're calling this a blockbuster term. We have Roberts, Alito, Scalia, and Thomas making up the conservative bloc. In 2003, the court, by a 5-4 vote, upheld the use of race as a factor in admissions at a public university. Well, they're going to be deciding this now, and O'Connor voted with the majority in both cases. We'll be able to see the fruits of these wicked trees. Mm. Bob.
This is Arababa.
Arababa.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
This is just an example of how the mark of the beast has taken over the world. The mark of the beast, the Bible says in 17:9, is that woman that looked, that those seven heads of that beast that you saw are seven mountains on which that woman sits. And 18 says it's that great city that rules over the kings of the earth. And that great city, if you look in any encyclopedia, is Rome. And we have taken on all the characteristics of the Roman Empire. The Roman Empire and the Roman Inquisition are the things that are taking over now. Our house is controlled by Catholics. Our Senate is controlled by Catholics. And our Supreme Court is controlled by Catholics. And all of our laws are changing over to the Catholic Roman Inquisition, where all your rights are taken away and the government controls everything.
You think this is about Catholicism?
Yes, they control the world.
I disagree with that. I believe that the people that control the world are the people with the money.
Well, and who got more money than anybody? Who has more following than anybody but the Catholic Church?
The following. Wait a minute. Let's just have this discussion here. In terms of the people that have the money, they are the most disconnected from religion folks that I know. You know, so the people that are not, that, is that to say that the Catholic Church doesn't have a lot of influence and a lot of money? Sure, it does. So do Muslims. Muslims. Compare the wealth of Muslims to the wealth of the Catholic Church. Whole lot of power, whole lot of money there.
Okay, if you read a book by Malachi Martin, who was the confidant of the Pope, back 20 years ago, they gave the plans of the Catholic Church. there was a competition between the United States, Russia, and the Pope. And they said that the Pope hopes to win out. And the reason the Pope hopes to win out, George Bush's fate is determined by the majority vote, by democracy. Democracy is controlled by numbers, who has the majority. And Catholics control the House, the Senate, and the Supreme Court. And the laws that are being implemented are the laws of the Catholic Church.
How many Catholics are in the United States Congress?
Well, they control it.
How do they control it? If it's not by numbers, how do they control it?
They control it because, first of all, you have to know what the mark of the beast is.
No. You said something. Wait.
And all of those people up there are Sunday worshipers.
But they're not in the Catholic Church. You say that the Catholic Church controls the Congress. Give me the numbers.
Just a minute. Let's go this way. Now, if the mark of the beast is Sunday worship, and the Catholic Church is the one that tells you to worship on Sunday, and all these religious people are saying, worship on Sunday, and the Bible says worship on Saturday, who are they being controlled by? Are they being controlled by the Bible, or are they being controlled by the Catholic Church?
So the Catholic Church is the only church in the world that says you go to church on Sunday.
That's where it comes from.
Okay. All righty. 1-877-920-WGNU, 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up or get to me. Dan.
Good morning, Liz. How are you today?
I'm outstanding.
Good, I am too. It's wonderful weather. One thing I wanted to ask, Liz, is do you have the names of those Democratic senators that voted for Bush's bill?
I do not, and that was one of the things I was going to get during my break. Do you have them?
No, I don't
okay,
have them.
Okay, I'm going to go get them at this break. I will get the names of the Democratic senators that voted with this bill.
I'll bet Lieberman's amongst them.
You think?
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah, right. And probably Mary Landrieu.
Probably, too. Probably,
okay,
too.
It'll be interesting to see who they are.
Okay, and thanks for that question, because I'm going to get those during this break.
Okay, thank you,
all
man.
Right, thank Bye-bye. You, man. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get to me. Orlando.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm outstanding.
Good. I just wanted to respond to the gentleman that was speaking about the Roman Catholic Church.
Uh-huh.
Now, I agree with some of what he was saying. It's not specifically the Roman Catholic Church, but it is a particular doctrine that they are the ones that started this doctrine, and it has to do with Christianity. The Bible speaks about there being false Christ and false apostles and false brethren. And I used to have a program on WGNU, and I spoke specifically about the false Christianity that George Bush is behind. And just as he was saying, he is just like the judges. He has appointed Roman Catholic judges. They make their decisions based on their doctrine. And it is supposed to be the good of the people, or the good of all, which sounds good. There's no problem with that. Everyone wants what's good. But I'll give you an analogy of what it's like. If you shoot a gun, and the most important thing that you want to do to hit a bullseye is the aim. Okay? Let's say you have a marksman and someone who's never shot a gun in their life. If the aim is not on the mark, it doesn't matter whether the person is a marksman or someone who's never shot a gun. They're not going to hit the mark. This political Christianity is aimed off of the mark. It's never going to hit the mark. And no one wants to deal with, just like this, what this gentleman was talking about, the start of this political Christianity that George Bush is pushing.
Well, that's not true. That's not accurate. There are, you can go to almost any blog, you can go to any newspaper, you can go to the dozens and dozens of books out there that have dealt specifically with the issue of religion and this administration, the impact of it, the connectivity of it, the misuse of it, the wrongness of it. That is a huge topic that has been talked about by thousands of people.
But as far as talking about it, okay, we can talk about
it. But
anything.
You said that nobody is willing to talk about that, and I'm saying that thousands of us have been talking about that, writing about it, and addressing it.
well, not the word that I should have said was change it. We're talking about it and we're dealing with it, but no one wants to, just like the aim of the
No gun. One wants to change it. Why do you think people are talking about it, that people want to change that? That's one of the things that people, one of the reasons why people, there are religious leaders that are talking about trying to change. George Bush's own church said politically that that we should be out of Iraq. His own church said that, and they had a sit-in on that, and people from his own church were arrested about that. Surely people are talking about that, trying to change that, and to diminish the idea of talking about it is not change. That's not true either. That hasn't been true historically.
How hard do you think it is to change it?
It's always hard to change something like this. We're talking about something that's hundreds and hundreds of years old.
Okay, and that's my point.
Okay, gotta go. We're taking a break. Stay with me.
Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 till 4 on AM 920 WGNU. And I look forward to hearing from you. If you have problems with a personal, work, or family relationship, call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA for the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU. And for the personal issues that matter most, join me, Dr. Laura, now from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Then go do the right thing.
Cancer kills, but it wouldn't if men educated themselves and got tested. Lace up your shoes and join the 100 Black Men and Blue Cross Blue Shield of Missouri Saturday, August 5th, for the 4th Annual Prostate Cancer Survivors and Awareness Walk. Men 35 and over will receive a free PSA test provided by Siteman Cancer Center. For more information, call 314-385-2100 or go to www.prostatecancerwalk.com. You owe it to yourself and your family.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother on the award-winning Makeup Call with Liz Brown.
Of Africans chained to the slave ships, for the millions of scars on their backs and face by the bullwhip, for the millions who jumped overboard, for the blood that poured on the shores of North America, South America, Central America, and Europe. And each ripple in the ocean is a grave for an African who refused to be a slave. For the millions who cut the cane, pick the cotton, whose names have been forgotten, whose flesh has rotten with the trees they hung us from. Cut out our tongues, cut off our hands if we played the drums. For the millions, for the millions.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff. So much stuff to talk about. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get up, get up, get to me. Stuart.
Yes. Morning.
Good morning.
You have taught me about the deconstructing.
Okay, I'm having a hard time hearing you. Could you speak up just a little bit?
You've taught me about deconstructing.
Okay.
Did you read the Pope's speech in entirety?
Which speech?
The one he gave at the university in Germany, and where he made the remarks about Muhammad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In there, it says that he said that it was an emperor that gave that statement in the 14th century.
That is correct.
Which was Manuel II.
Mm-hmm.
And I went and looked it up, and correctly it was, but it also were the Romans and in control, and they started John 3, I think his name was the Pope at the time, started the Crusades and Inquisitions. And I'm agreeing with the previous two callers that somewhere there's a connect. And you're saying about religion, even when they started the Crusades, most of the clergy was against them going on Crusades. You're saying today that most of the religious people are against what's going on, but they went on the Crusades anyway. The guy that gave Christianity its authenticity. Oh boy, my tongue is getting tired. So I'm excited. That legalized Christianity, Constantine, he didn't believe in it himself. Even when he died, he got baptized just in case it might be right. And somewhere along the line, I don't know if there is a connect with what's going on now and historically with that church, and all churches came out of the Catholic Church.
Okay, I'm hearing what you're saying. I'm hearing what you're saying. But the connection that this is a what is going on in this administration is a result of the Catholic Church, I don't see the fingerprints like that. I see the fingerprints of money. I see the fingerprints of power. I see the fingerprints of greed. I see the fingerprints of actually a lot of secular things. Now, is there the one caller was talking about the desires of the Catholic Church? I cannot speak for all of the desires of the Catholic Church. It would not surprise me that they want to control the world, because that's what part of their doctrine is that they would love it if everybody was a Catholic. And they want to convert people to Catholicism, just like everybody wants people to be part of their religion. So that I accept their desires, and I also accept that they have a lot of power. They control a lot of things. I accept that as well. Insofar as what is happening in the world right now and in this administration, I don't see that. I see secular. I see power. I see money. I see race. I see gender.
Okay, I'll go along further.
Okay. Stuart, thank you so much.
Okay.
And thanks for doing your homework. I like that. I truly do. Thanks for your call.
All right. 1-877-920-WGNU.
Marie.
Yes. How are you doing today, Liz?
I am outstanding.
Wonderful. The gentleman, there have been several gentlemen at this point that have spoken about the Catholic Church and the Mark of the Beast and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
I have a book that I would like to give to you that talks about that information that was written by a woman named Ellen White, and it was written several years ago, maybe about 100 years ago, and the things that are happening now in our government, she has written about those things and are coming to fruition right before our eyes. And the information that these gentlemen have been giving you is absolutely correct.
Well,
and I would just like to give you the book and let you read it yourself. And,
okay. Well, give me a specific of what is absolutely correct.
Well, the things about the Catholic Church, the way that they're trying to take over our country, basically. All the things that they're saying, that how Constantine legalized Christianity, that he didn't actually believe in it himself.
That I know. Okay, that I know. That the last caller said that. But give me the specifics of what was true about them being in charge of the country and having made those inroads into the country. Well, because one caller said that they're the majority in Congress.
Well, they're actually not the majority yet in Congress. That's not actually true.
No, it's not. Nor is it in the Senate.
That's true. That's very true. They're not the majority, but the weight and power that they hold. You know, our president doesn't even make decisions without consulting the Pope. Because a lot of the meetings that he has, I shouldn't say every decision that he makes, that wouldn't be correct. A lot of the decisions that our president makes and several of our presidents in times past, they consult with the Pope, and the reason that we know that because we have people that leak that type of information.
But what kinds of decisions are we talking about that they pursue the Pope? They do that they do what the Pope says to do. What kind of decisions? What kind of decisions are we talking about? Are they decisions religious in nature? Are they decisions economic in nature? What kind of decisions?
Religious and political in nature. The economic decisions, I can't say 100% for sure.
Okay.
But a lot, I can get some information for you, and I'm not actually in a position to give you
sure.
all the information.
Sure.
Right,
I understand.
I'm en route.
I understand
but
that.
I just wanted to get in and give you a call because the things that I heard today, a lot of the things were very true,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted to try to get some information together and put it in, have it in print where you can read it for yourself. And that way, if you choose to share the information later with your audience, that would be a wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm.
But our president and several presidents before him, they do consult with the Pope.
But here's the thing, Marie. Presidents consult with all kinds of religious leaders. We have presidents that have consulted with their own pastors on different religious issues. We've had presidents that have consulted with religious leaders of the Jewish faith before they have done certain things. So that in and of itself is not significant to me. I would have to see, Marie, that there is evidence that there are significant non-religious, economic, significant night of the religious realm and the consultations, and he did what the Pope said to do.
Okay, I'll get some information to you.
You feel me on that?
Yes, I do.
All right,
100%.
Now. All right, thank you, Marie.
Okay, thank you.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. And if you want my toll-free long-distance number, oh, that's no problemo. 1-877-920 WGNU. Don't forget that we meet Rex Tools, Toys, and so much more. Irene J. Smith wants you to come on out and participate in this silent auction, moving things out sale from noon until 7 p.m. tomorrow at 4919 Union. That's just north of I-70. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much stuff to talk about. I see you want to talk. We're going to hold you all over to the next hour. Stay with me. I'll get back to your calls after this.
I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches,
you're St. Louis.
Here's the latest from the ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. You could almost feel the emotion in a Rhode Island courtroom this morning. The victims being read in one of the nation's deadliest nightclub fires. And the brothers who own the nightclub are being sentenced today. Here's ABC's Aaron Kuchersky.
The fire at the station 3 years ago killed 100 people, including Ramel Barnett's son, Thomas.
It was an accident, but it was a violent accident, and it was caused by neglect.
She and other relatives of victims wanted club owners Jeffrey and Michael Derderian to stand trial, but they have arranged to plead no contest to manslaughter charges.
We weren't looking to be spared that trial. We needed to have answers.
Under the plea agreement, Michael Derderian will spend 4 years in jail. His brother will serve no time. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
The gunman in this week's school shooting left a suicide note. Police say Dwayne Morrison had it sent to a male relative who doesn't live in Bailey, Colorado, where Morrison took 6 students at Platte Canyon High hostage, shot one to death, and then killed himself. A congressional report is due out this morning. It suggests that the Bush administration had a closer relationship with former lobbyist Jack Abramoff than had acknowledged. ABC's Ann Compton has reaction from the White House.
Because this congressional account is based on the business records of the convicted lobbyist.
lobbyist, the White House dismisses them as the billing records of a liar, widely regarded as fraudulent. There are more contacts than the White House previously acknowledged, including email unanswered and a chance meeting at a party. White House political strategist Karl Rove, leaving his home this morning, denies to ABC News he accepted any gifts from Jack Abramoff. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
Congress could give a final approval today to the president's bill regarding the detention and interrogation of terror suspects. The Senate tweaked it before passing it yesterday. This is ABC News.
There's nothing small about today's small business. Big hours make up big work weeks. Every meeting is a big meeting. Every call is a big call. When the only printer for all the computers breaks down, it's a big problem. And now, thanks to Aflac, even small business insurance has gone big. Introducing Aflac for Small Business. Now, your small business can have the same great Aflac products and service the big guys get. For more information, call 1-800-99-AFLAC or visit aflacsb.com.
Aflac!
For small business, American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus, Aflac.
Travelocity presents the Gigantenormous Sale.
Holiday, here I come!
Save $100 instantly on your vacation.
Smashing!
Plus, get $200 off your next one.
Cha-ching, bada-bing!
Hurry, save up to $300.
300 buckaroos? That's mucho moolah!
Book now. Sale ends November 16th. Restrictions apply. For details and other great deals, visit Travelocity.com or AOL keyword travel. Travelocity. You'll never roam alone.
It's a new role for the popular website MySpace.com, a forum for students who knew the girl who was killed in the Colorado school shooting this week.
It's a type of grieving that wasn't really around after Columbine. Many of the kids who knew Emily Keyes are talking about her and what happened on their MySpace sites. One of them, known as Blood Junkie, describes his mood as crushed and says today he lost a dear friend. Another, whose screen name is Little Jay Bird, blogs, "I'll miss you, Emily. You were like a sister to me." And a third, who says she spent the afternoon text messaging others about what was happening, was silent, she says, when she found out the one hostage who was killed was her friend Emily. She closes her MySpace blog by saying, "My heart is and always will be with you." Sherry Preston, ABC News.
It's just a small study, only one school evaluated, but education experts say it's worth noting. It found kids who go to Montessori schools did much better on standardized tests than those who went to public or other kinds of private schools. Kids were tested at 5 and 12 years of age. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brian Meyer with your WGNU News Update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, a Staunton, Illinois teen is in custody for sexually abusing a young child. Madison County prosecutors have charged 15-year-old Marcus Campton as an adult with two counts of aggravated sexual abuse. Juveniles charged with this offense are automatically certified to stand trial as adults. Campton is accused of molesting a 6-year-old boy in Livingston on Monday. The teen is being held at the Madison County Juvenile Detention Facility. Bail is set at $100,000. Local cigarette retailers are speaking out against the constitutional amendment that seeks to increase the state tobacco tax. Fred Teutenberg, president of Dirt Cheap Cigarettes and Beer, questions what will happen in the future if this tax is approved.
It seems to me that the same mentality that is pushing this amendment applies to all of these other products. Where is the logical stopping place?
The amendment that will appear on the November ballot seeks to increase the tax on a pack of cigarettes from 17 cents to 97 cents and would increase the tax on all other tobacco products by 20%. Finally this hour, the season is hanging in the balance for the Cardinals after getting hammered by the Brewers last night 9-4. The Redbirds are now on the verge of being overtaken by Houston in the NL Central. The Astros won their 9th straight yesterday to pull within a half game of the Cards for the top spot in the division. Redbirds starter Jason Marquis was lit up for 6 runs in 2 innings of work and took the loss to fall to 14-16 on the season. Bill Hall powered the Brewers' offense by going 3-for-4 with a homer, 3 runs scored, and 2 RBI. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by McDonald's. Start with a cup of McDonald's Fresh Brewed Premium Roast Coffee and a warm, fresh-made breakfast sandwich and bring your morning into life-affirming focus. Wake up and smell your life. I'm loving it. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Advil. Southbound 270 at Olive and Ladue, there's an accident. Left lane is blocked. Eastbound 40 at Big Bend, there's an accident reported. Northbound 270 at Ladue and Olive, vehicles are slow looking at that accident. Eastbound 5570 onto the ramp to southbound Tudor is closed while crews make bridge deck repairs. Eastbound 30 at Schumacher is closed due to an injury accident in both directions. Manchester at 270, an injury accident. Manchester just east of 270, there's also a report of an accident there as well. And Old State Route 21, at Pleasant Farm. Look for a utility road accident there at there with injuries, so expect some delays around that area. There's also a number of various construction sites going on in and around the St. Louis metropolitan area, so use caution and slow down through those work zones. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Advil. You don't need different pain relievers for different pains. Wherever you hurt, Advil works, the every pain reliever. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For today, mostly cloudy in the morning, partly sunny by this afternoon, high around 70 this evening, mostly cloudy, becoming partly cloudy overnight with a low in the mid-50s. Saturday, partly sunny in the morning, mostly cloudy throughout the day, high in the mid-70s, and Sunday, partly cloudy with a high in the lower 80s. Currently, at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 53 degrees. Lambert Field is also reporting 53. Stay tuned for the final hour of the award-winning wake-up call for this week with your host, Liz Brown. She's up next. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
Say that progress is being made. If you take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can this
end? Well, the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal
treatment. And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to the wake-up call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number, 454-6609. That would be my fax. Get up, get up, get up, get to me. Oh, my goodness. We have so much stuff to talk about. Kathy.
Oh, yes, Liz. I had one comment about the people that were talking about religion. I would say to them that they should see the Da Vinci Code, the film, especially make a note of what happened to the people, what they were after, the two people, and what they were after, and the type of conversation they had with each other. It's very revealing about the greed and the power struggle that's going on for who owns the mass of people. But it's like you said, there is not specifically given to one group of people about who wants to rule the world. It's the greed and the power struggle people who are after that.
Fact.
The other thing was I wanted to know, I had three questions. What happened to the man that Cheney shot? And what is the number to call for the paper balloting?
Okay.
And the address for Charles Ringel.
Okay. Okay. All of that. All right. Thank you, Kathy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If you stay listening, I'll give that to you.
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye. The phone number is 202-225-3121. That's 202-225-3121. And we're talking about the paper ballot. That's House Bill 6187. 6187. The man that, the friend that Dick Cheney shot in the face and the heart, he's fine. And he apologized profusely for being in the way. Yes, he did. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me.
Islamic Center would like to invite and encourage you to join us for our Saturday morning program, Focus on Al-Islam, 8 a.m. to 8:30 a.m., featuring the son of Elijah Muhammad, Imam W.D. Muhammad, his public addresses and lectures on Islam and values of social well-being to the community of humanity. Let's focus on Al-Islam every Saturday morning from 8 to 8:30 a.m. on WGNU Radio.
For the past several years, you've heard WGNU's community calendar of events going on in and around the area. Ever wonder where the information comes from? The majority of it comes from our listening audience. If your nonprofit organization would like help promoting its events and ongoing operations free of charge, send all necessary information to calendar@WGNU.net. Please send the correspondence 2 weeks prior to any events. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject submissions for reasons of time and content.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Oh.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Oh, yeah, my name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Get up. Get up. Get to me. We have much to talk about. Albert. Good morning.
Actually, that might be Robert.
Oh, Robert. I'm sorry.
That's all right. All right.
Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Liz. I wanted to congratulate Oliver Stone on saying what he said recently.
What did he say?
He said that since 9/11, this country has been set back at least 10 years, and that in addition to that, I don't want to say I'm ashamed of being an American, but that's what he said. And in addition to that, he said that we've really gone in the wrong direction, and I've thought that all along anyway, and I'm a military member, but I will say this. When we started to call our Defense Department Homeland Security, way back in the Nazi times, unfortunately, they were defending the homeland. Anybody who didn't see that as a problem, the name of it. That surprised me, first off. But in addition to that, you know, we went in the completely wrong direction. We're not trying to make sure that our airlines are safe because we're not checking the things that come in bulk. In addition to that, we're not checking to make sure our ports are safe. And, you know, these are the things that we should have been focusing on rather than going into a country that really didn't have that much to do with it at the time. You know, and then in addition to that, when we went into Tora Bora and we sat there around that mountain and we were supposedly containing Saddam Hussein by way of paying the Al-Qaeda, or not the Al-Qaeda, the former Taliban slash Afghanistan mercenaries to try and guard that mountain rather than have our people there and rather than have special operations people there. And then Rumsfeld sitting there and saying, instead of sending in 300,000 American troops to secure the peace after the war, so to speak, and to make sure that country was safe so that we would have the chance to get out of there at some point, we decided that instead of going by what's called as a tit-fit, I guess you would say, which is the way that the military normally sets out its units and sends them one at a time, you know, so that the supporting units are there to support the ones that are fighting. Instead of doing that, he chose by hand who he would send. And in addition to that, he said, we're only going to have under 30,000. He sat there in a meeting with the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and basically when they said, we only need 300,000 to make sure that the peace will be secured at the end, 130,000 to fight the initial war, he said, 130,000 is as much as you need. He could not stand to hear that 300,000 figure, because he knew that would mean a draft.
Mm. So there we go.
Yeah.
There we go.
We've got a serious situation where our rights are disappearing.
Absolutely, and I'm desperately looking for the names of the Democrats that voted to support this this horrific, this monstrous detainee bill that takes away habeas corpus rights, that allows people to use hearsay statements against you, that they can keep secret evidence against you. Don't have the right to see the charges being brought against you, and it can pertain to anybody in the world, Americans that live on Fifth Avenue as well as people that live in Iraq. This is insanity.
America has to understand that this is a war on the Constitution.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And
yes,
Jewish people who understand what happened way back in 1940s and the 40s, they have to understand that when they said, people wrote things about it, they said, you know, when they came for the Polish or the Jewish people, you know, I said nothing. They came for the Polish people, I said nothing. When they came for me, there was no one to say anything. We have to understand that we are losing the fight for our own civil liberties.
We've lost them. I mean, with the passage of this bill, we lost them. Thank you. All right. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877.